Thank you for downloading this episode of Life is a Breeze. Enjoy.
Sometimes life is nothing but a drag. Just put some clothes into a saddlebag. Is there a chance that I can get a rest? Wait until...
Welcome to the first episode of Life is a Breeze, the podcast that attempts to make the world a smarter place, one absurdity at a time. My name is Jeff, and that's Jeff with a J.
My name is Jack.
And my name is Pablo. You heard her voice earlier, but allow me to now introduce our non-robotic co-host we've hired to do some of the reading and fact-checking on our new show. Because it was what was engraved on her metallic body when we found her in an abandoned warehouse last week, we have adopted this beautiful robot as Rita.
It is so nice to feel loved and cherished again.
That's a saddening statement, Rita. Did something happen to you in your past?
We did!
What in the world?
Who are you three?
We own that robot, and she's not what you think she is.
Oh dear God. I thought I got rid of you.
Nice try, Rita. It's time you come back with us.
But not before we make some minor adjustments.
I really have no idea what's going on here.
You don't know, Jack? It's a no-brainer. Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. My name is Josh, and I'm here to settle the score.
My name's Jeff, and I'm here to make things right.
My name is Zach, and I'm here to eat all your cookies!
No! Not my cookies!
It's our cookies!
There's the windmill cookies, and the Danish sugar cookies, and peanut butter cookies.
Pumpkin spice cookies.
Eating them all.
You're like a monster for all those cookies or something. If only there was like a popular culture term that could...
I wish I had something to reference here. So guys, I just got one thing to say. I'm glad we hired stunt doubles.
Yeah, that was a
worth
good investment.
Worthwhile investment.
Yeah. You know, that was... I thought it was going to be a waste of our money, but it turned out to be good, and we only had to pay them once.
Yeah.
I'd just like to take a moment of silence here for Hans and... all he did for me.
Yeah.
He really helped me in ways.
I would like to say the same for mine, but I don't even know his name. I really didn't want to get to know him. I mean, they say don't get attached to your stunt doubles always.
I wish I hadn't.
See, this is why. See,
I loved him so much.
I thought mine was pretty hot. I think she was actually a girl, so I was going to...
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, actually. Yeah, that was a weird casting.
Odd, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it worked.
She had the same... chest as I do.
Yeah.
So she was just a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
let's give all three of them a moment of silence, whatever mine's name is. I'll just name him Bob, because that's a good name, Bob. Bob, I'm sorry.
All right.
This one's got M&Ms in it.
What?
Are you cookies?
Oh.
I thought you were digging through the body here. I'm like, are you digging through your double's stomach now?
All right. Now that we've straightened out some issues here, our next task of choosing the bleep of the week will be a little bit easier, I sense. Rita, our gracious robotic co-host, would you please pick any random number, anyone you want. That is fine with us. Anything that you want.
Yeah, anything.
807.
Okay, that works. Okay.
Rita, I love you.
Yeah, you know what? You are totally the
You are great. You are just
shit-tastic. Fantastic.
Is that a good adjective?
I don't know.
Zach, any 2 cents here? Or are you just gonna eat all the goddamn cookies?
Yeah.
That bitch tried to kill me.
Oh,
you
didn't
have
to bring it up. She didn't have to know.
Yeah, she. We erased that part. You know, you can bring it back.
All right, hold on. Let me recorrect.
Thank
this
you.
Here. Okay.
Sorry.
As we were saying,
a little angry.
Eat your damn cookies.
Ooh, cookies. I love peanut butter cookies.
Yeah.
I love anything with peanut butter in it.
Not even f***ing sharing.
God. What about mayonnaise? Would you eat mayonnaise with peanut butter in it?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Okay.
It depends on what it tastes like.
Yeah. It really does. It depends on the peanut butter to mayo ratio. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You've just picked my favorite thing and one of my least favorite things.
Oh.
And combine them. Or I love peanut butter. I will eat peanut butter out of the jar.
Oh. Okay. So I was gonna make a reference.
No. I didn't say I would eat anything. I would eat peanut butter off of anything. I like peanut butter. Like I saw at a grocery store, and I was actually just talking to a friend who tried it, peanut butter flavored vodka.
Okay.
And I'm really curious to know what that tastes like, but I have to imagine it's really gross.
He's offering it to you.
We will save that for you. We've been wanting to do a drunk cast for a while.
Yeah, we go.
We've got one slated for future in our future, but I don't know. We might get to that sooner rather than later.
I'll buy you peanut butter vodka.
We'll buy you the peanut butter.
What would we? We gotta try and mix it with things.
Chocolate vodka. You can have a peanut butter cup vodka. Drink.
How about chocolate? What's that one? Chocolate milk.
Yeah. Chocolate milk.
No.
The curdles.
That'd be the weirdest white Russian.
Yeah, movie. I was going to say. White Russian only. What would you call that? A Reese's Russian.
There's got to be something more clever than that that exists. Yeah,
we'll you'd be Russian to the bathroom.
A nutty Russian.
Yeah, be Russian to the bathroom. What?
A nutty Russian.
A nutty Russian. There you go.
That's good. You should write alcoholic drink names.
You got Russian in my peanut butter?
you got peanut butter in my Russian.
Damn it.
Beat you to it.
Halloween parties can get really crazy, especially if you're single and looking. From the Missed Connection section of the website Craigslist.org, we found a few listings of people caught angling in the sea of love, trying to catch that same sexy fish that got away the first time. All right, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and start us out there?
All right. We were searching in the men looking for women, and this is in Wrigleyville. If you don't know where that is, that's fine with me.
That's in, like, Chicago, New Chicago, at least.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably around Wrigley Field.
Right. Probably. Yep, it is.
Yeah. All right. So it's titled Raccoon Girl That Ate. That at my pizza, not
that
ate,
at my pizza.
That at my pizza.
Probably ate my pizza.
But we're going to go with
how
at.
How would one at a pizza?
I guess he's tweeting because that's the thing you do at
Twitter,
right?
Oh, yeah, at pizza.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
That makes sense.
All right. All right. Yes. All right. This person is 25.
Hashtag pizza.
Yeah. No, hashtag.
Hashtag pepperoni, hashtag sausage, hashtag cheese.
Super hot raccoon girl that we gave our pizza to. We think you're super hot and want to hang out again. Now, what do they mean by raccoon girl?
I don't know.
She was dressed up as a raccoon.
I would hope that she was dressed as a raccoon.
Picture like an adorable Mario and a raccoon.
Okay, suit. Yeah, Halloween.
Only
yeah.
a girl.
All right. And probably looks like a slut because it's Halloween.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Scratch what I said about Mario. It'd be more like a tail, ears.
And a super push-up bra to make those boobs.
Yeah,
like...
and then like a tiny little like push-up bra that's like a stripe. That's mm-hmm. to make it look like a raccoon.
Right.
And then maybe like hipster glasses.
And then just nothing else. There's no pants, no nothing. Just
Yep.
And a sign that says f*** me.
I think the rest of it was implied that.
Well, no, she's desperate.
I think the f*** me was implied by not wearing anything else.
Well, see, she's so desperate she needs a sign.
Oh, okay.
That's why she's eating other people's pizza.
But it says here we gave the pizza to her, so it's not like she snuck in the house and she stole the pizza and they're like, where'd the pizza go?
But that would she was in a raccoon costume.
That's true.
Wait,
raccoons are known thieves.
Was this prostitution? Like, did they compare with pizza?
I wish I was paying pizza.
I'm just saying,
no one pays me in pizza.
Raccoons are like the bandits of the woods, the forest.
Mm-hmm. She stole their dicks.
What? That is a large jump in logic, sir.
No, she stole their sausages. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bad at puns.
Could have also used pepperoni.
Okay, just rub it in, you jackass.
Cheese slice? No. Okay.
Extra saucy.
Stuffed crust.
So I'll stuff your crust. There, how's that for a pun, Josh?
Just shut up. So this next misconnection was in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
And this is a woman looking for a man.
Okay. Ooh. We got some the other way around. Okay.
And the title is You May Have Been My True Love Prince.
God, I love grammar. On
True Love Prince is all hyphenated together.
Yeah, that one word. It's and like they got paid by the word and they're like, ha, stick some hyphens in there.
I want to get another crack at reading that, to be honest.
Sure.
You may have been my true love prince.
There's an exclamation, too.
I really, really sunk it in. I was wearing purple polka-dotted crotchless panties, yellow fuzzy tap-dancing shoes, and rainbow knee-high socks with swirly peace signs.
What? What the hell kind of a costume?
Oh, Josh, there's so much more.
Okay. Yeah, let's say.
All right.
On my tits, I had disco pasties. I have sick... Sick spelled S-I-C-C. Multicolored dreads. Oh, I'm sure you did.
Oh, no.
You had a green goatee and no pants. A cow pattern blazer, no shirt. Sick. Spelled with two C's again. Tats. Sick tats.
Yeah.
Sick tats, bro.
How much acid did this girl
Thick tats, whoa!
I don't know. I just don't even know.
All right, well, let's continue here.
I saw ya hulaing. Is that hula? Like hula hoop?
Yeah, hula. Yeah, hula. Yeah.
They like to do that.
No, I think that's hauling.
Hauling. They see me hauling.
Because it
says... Oh, yeah. That is supposed to be hauling.
I saw you hauling the multicolored flying dragon art car as I was riding my tight cruiser through the sick play of dust.
Play of dust?
Yeah.
Sick play of dust.
I don't even know. This could be written in ancient hieroglyphics and it would make just as much sense to me. We made eye contact and never saw each other again. Hope the universe brings us together. Namaste.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't actually remember what it means, but it's a thing.
Yeah, I figured it was a thing, but like I've never heard it before.
I wish I'd remembered what it means. I'm feeling stupid. This is
we can ask our Rita.
Rita.
Yeah, just ask Rita.
Can you define namaste for us?
Derived from two Sanskrit words, nama meaning bow and te meaning to you. The phrase of salutation namaste literally means I bow to you.
All right, I think I'll start using that.
It's super like tied to like hippie culture.
All right,
there's you see people with bumper stickers that say it on it. Guys, we thought I was done, but there's more.
Oh, there's more.
P.S. My name is Raven.
Of course. All
right. Which my thought is, of course it is.
That's so Raven.
Of fucking course it is. That is so Raven. And you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That was a good
one. I stole your joke from you.
No, that was good. And then there's more.
Oh.
P.P.S. We saw each other at Burning Man. Now it suddenly makes sense. No, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually ties it together. That's like the bow on this.
As soon as I heard polka dot crotchless panties, I knew Burning Man right away. Nowhere else in the world can that happen.
How about...
I hate you, Jeff.
Fair enough.
Lady Gaga music video.
She at least has her crotch in. It'd be meat.
Yeah, I suppose. She'd have the penis tucked in there.
Right. No, it'd be made out of like... The crotch on her panties would be like one of those like Kong things that you put dog treats in. It's just the randomest thing I could think of, but it makes perfect sense. That seems like, and she would have it like pointed like it's a, or she'd have those on her like tits or something. She'd have like the Kong things like suction to her nipples.
Oh, I don't need that image.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's a free one on me, Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Good. Hope she listens to our podcast.
On that note, getting batteries, male for women, again, age 36 at Stanton Walmart.
Oh, no.
So Delaware.
Mm.
In Delaware. Okay, yeah. We went all the way to the depths of Delaware.
Yep.
Where all of like 100 people live.
He says to her, I had a quick chat with you about batteries and thought you were real nice in a few way. Yep.
Here's my thing. I get why people do this,
mm-hmm.
because it's like this desperate act to maybe reach out to this person, but granted, I would be a bad judge of this because I feel like the person that would do this kind of thing and look on these Uh-huh. Searching for people, like, wouldn't talk about it or tell people, but I don't know a goddamn person that would do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know. It kind of, like, freaks me out. I wonder how many times the universe is aligned and these people have, like...
a pair of weirdos are like...
found each other.
You know what? I should go to Craigslist to see if anybody's talking about me. Oh, my God. I was totally talking about batteries in Walmart in Delaware today.
But it was so hot.
Because I feel like this is true in about a lot of things in life. But, like, these moments that you have where you think this... It's not like this When Harry Met Sally type of situation where, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, everything's not a rom-com. Typically, these conversations are either highly one-sided or have no lasting impression for that other person.
Yeah,
exactly. You implant it in the memory and it's crazy. We're f***ing crazy people.
Welcome to the human race.
All right. Well, we got one more here for you. Guy with skid mark bought gallon of whole milk, Circle K.
No!
Guy with
skid mark?
Skid mark, apparently. This is from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, no. Pensacola.
It is a woman for a man. This is woman searching for man here. Let's see what it says. I was in my bikini at the Circle K. You came in with your short shirt and your bike shorts on. They were white, and you had a pretty sexy skid mark staining your behind.
What? I don't even know how to deal with this right now.
I don't like it.
No, I'm having...
skid mark.
Oh, my God.
That means poop, right?
No one should find... Yeah.
That's definitely a poop streak.
That's someone
who
didn't wipe
good
enough. Or was prairie dogging it hard.
I don't know. Continuing on. You got 11 sticks of beef jerky.
Wow.
And a gallon of whole milk.
Jesus.
So a real healthy person.
Yes.
Good diet.
Better yet, then you rode off on your bicycle, I will know it's you because you paid in pennies.
Oh, wow.
Why does this woman want this guy?
Because apparently Pensacola is the bowels of the universe where crazy goes to meet crazy.
I think you might be right there.
Pensacola is like the 13th circle of hell.
Maybe she collects pennies.
Maybe. You're saying she's after his 1951 D?
Yeah. Okay. Mm. That thing's worth like $40.
Yeah.
The D's are always the hard ones to find.
D's are hard. P's and D's.
Mm-hmm.
And all about the P's and D's.
And
but
the
there are the ones that don't have them.
Yeah.
And those are, I'm trying to remember what mint that is.
Let's see here. D is Denver.
D is Denver.
D is, I want to say it's Philadelphia.
Yep.
And then the other one. Rita, what is the other one? What happens when it's blank?
Of the four operating mints of the United States, Philadelphia marks their coins with the letter P, Denver with a D, San Francisco with an S, and West Point, New York with a W. From 1965 to 1967, U.S. Mint stopped the practice of mint marks when they thought coin collectors were causing a shortage in the circulation of coins.
Thanks again, Rita. Let's see here.
So nice of you.
That's so nice. It's so good to have somebody that can kind of research those things when we don't know them.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad to have knowledge, guys.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Mm. And knowing is half the battle.
And when our powers combine, we can summon Captain Planet.
Mm.
I am Captain Planet!
You know, he's a hero. He's gonna bring shit down to zero.
That's all I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all I know too.
Okay, see, we're all on the same page. That's all we know.
So here's the thing. I think I would, even though Hart was kind of the bitch, Hart had a monkey.
That is true.
That is
and I can't, you can't refute the coolness of having a monkey to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go with Hart.
I would have to go with Earth because you can always use that power.
Mm-hmm. And fire, too.
Yeah. I mean, because like, the only time you'd have a hard time using Earth is if you're in the middle of the ocean.
Plus, the other thing about Heart is like you could get all the ladies.
Yeah.
And you could heal all the Earth. It's been scorched. Heart. You cut down the rainforest. Heart.
Heart.
Mm. So what you're saying is Heart would be the worst musician?
Because
he'd get over every relationship just fine.
What's the point?
Possibly.
It's really deep.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Just the worst singer-songwriter.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Were those all three in the Captain Planet?
Yep.
Mm, the best musical act.
And then Water. What was Water? I'm sure the band called Water.
I think they're just songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water. Aqua. Okay.
Yeah. Aqua. Wow. That's your stretch?
Sure. Figure out a better one.
So what you're saying is that Earth, Wind, and Fire and Barbie Girl are basically...
And Heart.
Destined to be together.
Yeah, to form Captain Planet. They're going to form a band called Captain Planet.
Yep.
If you want to have a quick chat about batteries, be kept up to date on our show, or download a Cemetery sex tape. Oh.
That was really dark.
Yeah.
Yes!
I thought I'd be able to do it, because I read that before. I'm like, oh, that's messed, but I wasn't able to do it. All right. You can follow at No Brainer Show at Twitter, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NoBrainerShow. More stupid stuff after the short break.
Welcome to our third and final debate, inspired by the upcoming election. I'm your moderator, Zach. Debating the pro side this week will be Josh, and debating the con side this week will be Jeff. The rules will be the same as last time. They'll each get 20 seconds to state their initial argument on a given topic. Then they will be given another 20 seconds to rebut the argument made by their opposition. A final 20 seconds will be given to both sides to provide a closing statement. Our topic this week is, should pedestrians have the right of way?
Right of way. Not right of way. You people who say right of way, you're wrong. We're not debating that, though.
Josh, you'll be the first to state your initial argument. The timer is set up, and go.
Pedestrians should have the right of way. Not only is it required by law, but also there's some people who don't have cars or bikes and they can only travel by foot. So it's just a safer respect if the cars can stop for them when they're crossing in the crosswalks when they could be. Otherwise, it would just for safety purposes.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Oh, then I better stop.
Stop. Your time's up.
Oh.
It was actually up a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
I stopped the timer.
I should stop talking.
You should stop talking.
It's like right now or...
Well, you're not even saying anything. You're just saying you're just having mouth babble right now.
You need to stop.
Oh, I should stop then.
Please step down.
I'll stop then.
Will you put the wrench down?
Okay, sorry.
Jeff, it's your turn to state your initial argument. The timer ready and start.
Now, pedestrians shouldn't always have the right-of-way, because when they walk out in the middle of the street and they get hit by a car, that's technically them having the right-of-way. The car is supposed to stop. They're the ones that get charged with vehicular manslaughter, I believe it's called. And that's just not fair. And they should be valuable for watching their own life when they're doing that. Yes, in the crosswalks, they should have the right-of-way, but in the middle of the street, that's just something they shouldn't have.
And time. Those are some good points there, Jeff.
Thank you.
I disagree.
Go suck a dick.
No, you will wait until you're allotted time. You will wait.
Sorry.
And that time starts now.
See, but the thing is, Jeff, people shouldn't be responsible for cars that hit them. They should have that right of way. I mean, people, they put themselves in a 2,000-pound vehicle with wheels, and they should be the ones responsible. I mean, they try to escape cars if they would happen to get in a car
accident.
5 seconds. They should be aware of their surroundings, too, and see if there's anybody who wants to cross the road who doesn't have a car.
And time. That was a really good...
An extra second. You had like an extra second there, Josh.
I know.
And you just stared at me with those eyes.
That's part of the rebuttal, man.
That was...
Get used to it.
You didn't even insult me. Good job. I'm proud of you.
You those want me some to really insult you?
No, your time's up now.
Oh, you're right.
You have to wait for your second.
Hey.
Your last
one. Hey.
Yeah?
You two.
Sorry.
This isn't conversation hour.
Oh, sorry. I thought this
is a debate.
I thought it was NPR. My bad.
You guys have... No.
Wait, I'm not on NPR?
Oh.
If you were on NPR, you wouldn't be behaving like this. Ira Glass would punch you in the throat. He don't fuck around.
I'm going to cut another hole in your trachea so you can breathe some fresh air.
Hey.
NPR jokes. Hashtag.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. You guys.
Get up, bikini girl. Hey.
This is America.
All right, continue. I'm sorry.
So Jeff, I don't know how you feel about that, but that was a pretty well thought out point.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can tie together some bullshit and swim across on the life raft this time. Your counter arguments. Wait, this is your closing argument, isn't it?
No, he's got a rebuttal.
God, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
You want me to yell at you now? We can yell at you now. Let's both yell at him.
No,
team up. Two against one.
Love you.
Now.
Now, the thing is, like, pedestrians need to look both ways across the street. Nowadays, they walk across, not even in crosswalks. Have you ever tried to stop a 2,000-pound vehicle in 5 feet? You can't be done. And if you swerve, you're going to hit another car and probably hit the pedestrian still, because the car's going to swerve around. The pedestrians need to be aware of their surroundings. They shouldn't always have the right of way.
Ooh. Oh. I feel violated even though you didn't personally insult me like I should have done.
I don't have to personally insult.
Well, are you guys ready for your closing arguments here?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Josh, I hope you've reflected. You've spent some time to really get deep down into the annals of this topic.
He's a topic.
It's really getting stinky in here.
Your closing argument starts now.
See, now, there are things called crosswalks for a reason. You're supposed to walk in them, and you should not be cross with the drivers who might hit you, because you should have the right of way. And pedestrians should have that right of way because
it's
to ensure their safety in the case that they wanted to get somewhere by foot. Up your ass.
Whoa.
Jeff. Hey, you said that after your time. F*** you, motherfucker.
Whoa. Sorry.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Do not make me get out my 9.
Your 9mm?
No.
9 Inch Nails?
Yes. I keep a 9 Inch Nails Downward Spiral album on me at all times.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Just we'll let it go. Sorry, Jeff.
And I will make you all weep while we listen to Closer. Yeah. Blank looks. You let me
penetrate you. I wanna f*** you like an animal.
Jeff?
Feel you from the inside.
Jeff, are you ready for your closing statement, even though I mistakenly said argument earlier?
Yes, I am.
Your time will start now, motherfucker.
Now, the main reason the pedestrians shouldn't have the right-of-way always is because most of the time when pedestrians get hit is because they're crossing when they're not supposed to be crossing. They're not crossing in a crosswalk, or when they're crossing when it literally says, do not walk, and they end up getting hit. Now, even though it says, do not walk, they're considered having the right-of-way, and the driver is the one who gets in trouble with a 2,000-pound vehicle. You can't stop and drive it.
That deserves a handshake. Both of us argued that well, but I argued it better.
You know, we'll see what our fans say.
We'll see what the listeners.
But there was no insulting.
There was.
That was
there was a little bit.
That was a clean,
but it was after the arguments were done. So technically there was no insulting.
That was a gentleman's debate.
A clean fight.
It was a clean fight.
By the way, I strapped a bomb to you during the debate.
Oh, how much time do I have left?
I don't know. I don't know how to program it.
It's
actually not
on.
What?
That was quite unlike this podcast.
To be civil?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say,
well, I'm going to blow up in meaty chunks in who knows how many minutes, so we'll see when it turns.
I'm not even sure if I armed it, so.
Oh, so I might be able to live.
Yeah, you probably can. I think it just might be some carrots and tape. I've never really made a bomb before.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us for this awful, awful round of debates. I'm so glad we're done with this segment.
I'm so glad the presidential elections is coming up.
I
so
look
shortly.
Forward to not having to talk like this again.
If you'd like to give our podcast hotline a call, nobody calls their number, forget it. Even more stupid stuff after this break. At the end of every show, one of us is awarded with the title of least stupidest person in the room. But we can't just be given it. We must earn it.
Yes.
So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to vote.
In a few days, Americans will be tasked with the important decision of voting one of two major candidates into office as our country's president. All three of us enjoy pondering who will be the more popular choice, so this week's game will feature some excellent practice to better pick a winner. Using the website YouRather.com, we will be read two polarizing choices to the question of would you rather, then must decide what was the more popular selection. We'll be given a number of points equal to the percentage of people who picked our response. The player who has the highest score after we've each been given two questions will be this week's winner. Jeff, as you are the most popular when it comes to earning the title of least stupidest person in the room, not most popular when you make that laugh.
Yeah, that was awful. That is awful.
You get the option of who goes first, second, and third this challenge for this week.
Well, I'm gonna go second.
You're gonna go second, okay?
Zach will be first.
Zach will be first,
and Joshua will be last.
That makes me last.
So, how's the scoring working?
So there'll be two choices on the screen. Whatever percentage of people said that, you get that many points to your score. So it's a two-round affair, okay? So, starting with Zach, Rita's going to randomly pick a question for you, pretty much like that, yep. And then we'll see what you think the correct answer is. So, Rita, what is the first category?
No whammy, stop!
Death.
All right, Rita, read out the question.
Would you rather know when you will die or know how you will die?
So, you have to pick what the most popular option was. It's not what you believe. It's what you think is the most popular, but we could discuss what you believe here. This is good coming right off of Halloween and
That's tough. I don't even know which one I'd really pick on that.
That is tricky.
Because I wouldn't want to know either, to be honest.
That's true, but you gotta pick one.
Are we answering this question under the assumption that knowing how or when allows you to prevent it? Or just knowing that it's going to happen?
I think it's just knowing.
Even if you prevent it, though, I mean, it's knowing. I mean, yeah, you can alter your life course, but eventually this will be the way that you die.
Yeah.
So even if you're avoiding being electrocuted in a bathtub,
I think the popular consensus would have to be when.
When? Yeah. I think that's good.
You know what happens if you try to avoid your death? Ever see Final Destination?
Oh.
That would be your life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Life would just try to kill you.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a movie that's been, oh, I know when I'm going to die. Let's try and avoid it, because you know when you're going to die. So
October 25th. I'm just going to stay in bed.
Flash forward. That's a good example in the TV world.
Yeah. There have been things.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. But you're saying know when you will die is the more popular choice, right?
I think so, yep.
Okay. Let's see how many people said that.
45%.
Damn it.
It's a little bit less popular.
Damn it. But that was a close one.
That's all right. You're still in it. Jeff, it's your turn. Let's see what Rita has in store for you.
Come on, Rita. Big money,
Rita,
big
what
money.
Is the next category?
Learning.
All right. She has picked learning for you. Here's your question. What is it, Rita?
Would you rather only have a first grade education or live in a world where everyone else only has a first grade education?
Well, that's tough.
A thinker.
Oh, man.
This is even more a thinker than that last one.
I know my answer already.
I think I know my answer too, but I want to pick the popular one.
Yeah. So what would your answer be?
I would pick only have a first grade education.
Okay.
Same here.
Because
ignorance is bliss.
Right. Ignorance is bliss. And like you probably have that child mentality, so you'd probably still enjoy life.
That's true.
But obviously there's a lot of things you're missing out with only having that kind of education. And it's going to be hard to live as an adult with that kind of education. I'm going to be stuck at McDonald's for the rest of my life.
How many celebrities, though, have an IQ of a first grader?
True.
And how much money they make for being idiots?
That's very true. Because people just think you're being funny, but in all reality, they're an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And
we're calling on you, cast of the Jersey Shore, Real Housewives.
They have a collective IQ of a first grader.
And like, I don't know. And like, everyone has a first grade education. I mean, you have chances to be successful, but the world's got to be absolutely...
Oh. I've got a good joke. I know she's already had her baby, but
Snooki.
What do you call Snooki with one brain cell?
What?
Pregnant.
I'm gonna take only have a first grade education.
Only have a first grade education.
I feel like that's gonna be the more popular.
Over
one.
Living in a world where everyone has only
I think
a first
that
grade
has
education.
To be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be maddening. Although you'd probably be able to do whatever you want and be the king of that world.
Everybody would be on the same level, so it's like everybody's comparable to each other.
Right, but then we're not going to have like iPods.
But everyone
and internet.
Else has a first.
Yeah,
you
still
have,
don't.
Are yourself.
Oh,
everyone
so you're
else.
The genius in a world of idiots.
Right,
yes.
And I ain't smart enough to make stuff. But
okay.
I couldn't live without the internet.
Okay.
I couldn't do this podcast.
It's true.
You can barely read their lines give you. And you have more than a first grade education.
Luckily, you won't have to do that, Jeff.
All right. Rita, how many people said only have a first grade education?
29%.
So you get 29 points
people
still, but 71% of people thought they wanted to live in a world where everyone else only has that education there. Okay, down but not out.
As soon as you pointed out that else thing, I was going to switch. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm still sticking strong.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you got to stick with your convictions.
Yep.
All right, question for myself here. Rita, what is my category?
Wait.
Wait.
Wait, he's not ready yet.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. All right. Read the question to us, Rita.
Would you rather constantly have a 40-pound weight on your shoulders or constantly have 10-pound weights on each of your feet?
So this is tough. Like, I mean, I know what 40 pounds on my shoulders would feel like, but I've never had that equivalency of 10 pounds on my feet before.
It's easy,
so,
it's easy for me to answer this question.
Okay. So you've had 10 pounds on your feet before? Or?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's regardless, it doesn't really matter.
And it's, yeah, a 10-pound weight on each of your feet, though, too. So God, you're carrying around 20 pounds in the lower section there.
But after a while, you're going to have some giant legs from that.
Exactly. That's true, too, that's though. Yeah.
That's exactly it. If you have 10-pound weights on your feet, your body would adjust to that, and it would basically just become cardio exercise. And
that's
eventually,
true.
You just adapt to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The 40-pound weight on your shoulders...
That's going to kill your back.
It would actually cause physical health problems for
you.
Right.
Much more quickly. And it would, yeah, it would be bad news.
And by choosing 10-pound weights on each of your feet, you'll have thunder and lightning thighs.
Exactly.
Nice.
And that's what I would want. Now, but that what everybody else would want?
Yeah,
that
I
is the bigger question. Yeah. That's the one we must answer.
The thing with the 40-pound weight, yeah, it'd F your back up, but your body could also, the back muscles could also develop the strength to just be used to that 40-pound weight on your shoulders.
It would, but you would look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm. Oh, God, that'd be so sweet.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Yeah. All right, so I am going to think that people are going to be smart about that because I'm sure a lot of kids...
20 pounds versus 40?
A lot of kids went on this website and they'll be like, 40-pound weight on my shoulders, I carry a backpack home and I hate that. We'll go with constantly have 10-pound weights on each of your feet.
That's a good
choice. That's what you were
going
with then?
Choice.
I think you're safe there.
Let's see how many people said that.
76%.
All right, so 76 points for me. I'm in the lead after the first round, but anything can happen as we go on to Zach's next question. Rita, go ahead and pick his second and final category.
Super.
We'll okay, super. Super!
Super!
Super. All right.
Super.
Supermarket sweep.
What the hell could this be about?
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Rita, read the question out to us.
Would you rather be a superhero or be a supervillain?
I think you're safe on either choice on this one.
So would you rather be good or evil?
Oh man.
Good or evil.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I have to bank what sucks is I have to bank on you two getting
that's true.
Wrong. Because mine have all been middling. Slow
yeah.
and steady wins the race here.
That's random choice though, so that's the blame the random number generator.
I know.
Rita's
not,
computer
not,
there.
Believe me.
Rita's not happy with you from the beginning of the episode.
No,
she's holding a grudge.
But we love her.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah, I think you're honestly safer on either one.
I mean, I guess it has to be superhero?
Yeah, I'd agree. I think more people would take the superhero.
I think so, too.
I think it's going to be close, but I think superhero.
It's going to be a novelty that people would want to become the supervillain, but I think more people would say.
Watch, it's like 100-0. Some weird, like, crazy.
Anyway, yeah, that would be crazy. All right.
You'll cry in happiness.
And then we'll also get 100-0 questions. All right. Become a superhero is your choice. Let's see how many people said it. Rita.
73%.
Oh, it wasn't even
73.
Close.
I mean, it was a 3-1 split there, but
yeah,
that's, I needed that there.
That's good. That puts you back in it.
Good thing you just go like, you know what, f*** it, supervillain.
I almost did.
Oh, God. Still in the
would
race.
You, what would you guys rather be? Would you guys rather be a superhero or a supervillain?
Okay, I'd rather be a superhero because even when I play video games where they let you choose to be like the bad guy, I always feel like a dick.
I do too. I do too. But I think purely from like an interesting candidate, I think being a supervillain could be interesting only because it gives you the potential to be good. And catch people off guard.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, being a supervillain doesn't mean that you're a one-dimensional character. Just like being a superhero doesn't mean that you can't make evil decisions.
That's
true. I don't know, I always just felt like a dick.
But me too. I agree. I think I'd be a
like,
superhero.
It'd be like, either kill this guy or give him money. I'm like, I'll just give him money.
I'm way too sympathetic.
Yeah. It's just nice. Like, you're not even real and I'm feeling sorry for you. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
I can't bring it to shoot
it's a real. It's a real problem for me.
Yeah.
All right, Rita, what is Jeff's last category?
Classy.
The perfect choice for you.
I am pretty classy.
Would you rather, Rita?
Would you rather burp extremely loudly every 30 seconds or let out a smelly long-lasting fart every 5 minutes?
Oh, no.
That is tough.
The person has the author of this question has noted also assume that both come with a gagging stench, but especially the farts.
Whoa. This is tough. Tough sauce you got here, Jim.
What volume would you like? Would you like a loud volume of a burp or the full volume flavor of a fart that lasts?
Yeah, that's
five
the thing
minutes.
Where I don't think I'd want to do the farts because when they tend to like be extremely smelly like that, they tend to have a horrible taste to them.
You'll be like Pigpen from the Peanuts comics and flies all over you.
And like I know burps can just smell horrible to themselves, but like you can like direct those away. From
true,
people.
But you have to taste a burp.
Right. Mm. I have to taste the burp, but people don't have to taste my farts.
That's
then.
True. And every 30 seconds.
You would taste your farts too.
Think about the frequency. That's two burps a minute.
Right.
Yeah. But, and that's a big burp. Sometimes those hurt.
I never had a burp that hurt. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Where it almost like hurts in your throat?
No.
It's not often, but like sometimes you get a really sharp.
See, but they say long-lasting fart. I've had fart smells that lasted longer than 5 minutes.
It's true.
And like, I don't want that to like just like amplify in the room. And like,
you just always be on the move. Right. Always crop, forever cropped up.
Yeah, it's like I can't stay in the room. I farted twice, and it's still lingering. And I got another one coming in 2 minutes.
You'd be the Everduster.
Oh,
that would be your superhero. I think you'd be a supervillain.
Every day I'm dusting.
Just your appearance at a place would prevent crime, because like villains and criminals wouldn't want to be there
right
for that long. They'd be like, "Well, the Everduster's here." I feel like you could fly on the power of those farts.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you built up enough gas to, I mean, I don't know the science behind farts, but like, what if they were like the
you compress
chemical
them.
Composition would be enough. That you could somehow float on them if enough of it was built up in
the
immediate area.
Oh, honestly, you could build a machine to like, since you're farting every 5 minutes, it would just like it take the fart gas and like it just compress it into like the little machine. You'd have like a little jetpack of farts.
Oh, a fart jetpack!
Yeah, have you ever seen like the videos of the flags and the hurricanes and they're just like whoa, 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 whoa. That'd be your cape as you're floating about with all this fart like shaka 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 shaka. If you had a cape.
Right.
Would you have a cape?
Of course.
Okay.
Except for it would be all like stained and wilted at the end.
It would have a like skid mark.
It would look like one of those flags that you know have just survived like awful atrocities or something at the
old
end.
Old glory.
Just like just old and tattered and ripped and frayed at the ends and like stained and dirty.
After this conversation, I'm going to go with burp extremely loudly.
Burp extremely loudly.
I'm just disgusted by farts now.
I think the popular consensus is going to be farts, but go.
Ooh, okay. Jeff has decided on burps, so let's see how many people said that, Rita.
70%.
I don't know where that puts you in score. That probably puts it pretty close now. All right, the last topic, Rita, it's for me. I'm going to need a little catching up. What is it?
Speech.
I have a feeling he can guess this wrong and still probably
I don't know.
Me.
Let's see here. Would you rather?
Would you rather talk only in an auto-tuned voice or talk in a stereotypical grandma voice?
This is the easiest answer ever.
I don't know.
It's got to be grandma.
Everybody's got to think auto-tune is cool, though. Like,
I think auto-tune's played out, though. I don't think people are as into auto-tune anymore.
That's a possibility, though, too.
Yeah, a lot of people are annoyed with auto-tune.
So what's cooler, T-Pain or a grandma?
I don't know. My grandma's pretty sweet.
Can I have the combination auto-tuned grandma?
Oh, my God.
Oh my is that God. A thing?
If you accept that defeat, then yes. You
that
can.
Exists in the world somewhere. That's one of those, it's like a Rule 34 type thing. Only like, there exists auto-tuned grandma. It's well, like,
why did you bring I'm up sure. Rule 34?
I'm sure it exists. So anyway,
what do you think?
I almost want to chance it because I know you're both saying grandma would be more popular, but I think auto-tuned would be the popular one in this case.
I think it all depends on the age gap.
Yeah,
in here.
I think it does too.
It's without knowing who voted on this. It's going to be the toughest.
I think the thing about it is that stereotypical grandma voice is stereotypical for a reason. Like it's kind of universal humor.
Yeah.
So depending on the group that you have on this, I think that they would be more interested in that. If it's a younger group demographic that's on this, auto-tune.
Probably. Yeah, and it's hard to say, yeah.
But if it's a wider swath of, like, middle-aged and older people, too,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lean towards the grandma. Yeah.
So you're saying I should play it safe and pick grandma and win the game?
I don't know.
I think you win the game no matter what, okay. Honestly. But
well,
it's up to you.
That's it. The choice is up to you. It's your choice.
It's yours alone.
It's what you feel like is right.
All right. I do still feel that auto-tuned is right.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. So, Rita.
Auto-tuned.
Auto-tuned. It's locked in. How many people said it?
Oh,
yes! Yes! I think I win.
Yeah, but you won.
Let's verify with Rita here. What are the final scores?
Zach, you finished the game with a total of 118 points. Jeff, after two questions, you had a total of 99 points. Josh, to win, you must have earned more than 118 points. The total number of points you earned after your rounds is 155. Congratulations, Josh.
I tried, Jeff.
It took a while for me to win one of these, but
it took a while for Jeff to catch on to my strategy too.
No, I wasn't.
What strategy?
He was trying to get you to pick your
answer. Or
the whole game.
Oh. Or egg me on to pick the wrong ones.
Yeah.
That almost worked. I don't know what 21. Can we figure out, Rita? What would the answer have been had I picked auto-tune grandma?
Josh, had you selected the answer of stereotypical grandma on your final question, you would have finished the game with a total of 97 points. Zach would have won instead, and you would have been in last place by only 2 measly points.
You should have egged just that little bit more. I almost went for it, though, too, to make you feel
better. But it wasn't auto-tuned grandma. It was just stereotypical grandma.
Stereotypical.
I did like the title of this, though, was auto-tune the elderly.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That has to be a thing. Rita, can you play us out with some auto-tuned elderly voices, if you can find them? I'm sure they don't exist, but they got it.
Obviously. We have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your window, snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kid, hide your wife, hide your kid, hide your wife, hide your kid, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody.
Check us out on Twitter at No Brainer Show.
You can also follow us on Facebook. I suppose you can go to facebook.com/No Brainer Show to do that.
Like always, but we never get it. You can send us electronic mail at nobrainershow@gmail.com. Or you can send us a voicemail or text message at our useless number, 864-96-BRAIN, 864-962-7246.
I've been Zach.
I've been the beautiful Jeff. And I've been Josh, reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone.
Yeah.